Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. Today I have a light, fun topic. 10 signs you're about to be dumped. Okay, yes, I am kidding, but let's try to put some humor into this otherwise serious topic. So these are in no particular order. There are actually many signs. I've chosen 10, and then I'm going to give you 5 different solutions. So let's get started. Number one is they say they need space. This is never a good sign, because if someone is into you, if someone has a high interest level, they want to be with you. They want to see you. They want to be in contact. They're not going to need space. So it usually means that they want to back away from you. They're losing interest. Or it could mean that you're just too needy and they need a break from your neediness. You need to figure out which one that is. So if someone says they need space, give it to them. Do not fight it, because possibly by giving them the space they require, they may see that they do indeed want to be with you and care about you and not want to break up with you. So don't fight it as usual. The next one is similar to the first one, and that is extended periods of silence. There's less communication, meaning less texting, less calling. Yes, sometimes they are busy with something, family matters, work, school, etc. Or sometimes they're distancing themselves because they're planning to break up with you. Again, you're in the situation, you need to figure out which one it is. Number three is no sex, less sex, or maybe the worst of all, bad sex. This often means that their energy and their attention is on something else or someone else. So if suddenly you're hardly having sex or there's no sex, that's rarely a good sign. Number four is that they are now spending more time with their friends, especially their single friends or their family. Usually before people break up with you, they start to distance themselves both physically, mentally, and emotionally. So if you find that they are suddenly busy with friends and family, it could be that they're distancing themselves and preparing to break up with you. The next one is that you just have a gut feeling that something feels off, something feels bad. And it's interesting how many times I've heard this from my coaching clients, even the men who usually we think they're less intuitive, but they'll say something like, well, she sent me this text message and I had a really bad feeling. Or as she said goodnight that night, I had a really bad feeling. So if you feel something is off, then most likely it is. The next one is that you don't know where they are and you can't reach them. So they're MIA, missing in action. Usually when you've been dating for a while, or for those of you who like to move quickly, even if you haven't been dating for a while, you know where your partner is, you know what they're doing, where you can find them most of the time, if not all of the time. So if suddenly there's missing pieces of time where you don't know what they're up to, well, they might be up to no good. They might, again, be distancing themselves. The next one is that you're no longer making long-term plans. If someone is planning to leave, they're not going to be talking about the future. They're not going to be making plans for trips or vacations down the road. The next one is that you're having small fights for no reason, or maybe even worse, no fights. If you're the type of couple that would have fights once in a while or more often, and suddenly there's no fighting, that's a bad sign, because it means that they've just given up. They don't care. It's like, whatever, do what you want. I'm not going to be here much longer anyway, so what do I care? Okay, there are 2 more left. Number 9 is that there are fewer I love yous. So if they used to say I love you all the time, every day, at the end of every phone call, when they left, and suddenly you don't hear those 3 little words, that is definitely a cause for concern. And number 10, and you're going to hate me for this one, but you are watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts that give you signs that you're about to be dumped. If you're listening to this, it means that you've already seen some of these signs that I've mentioned, and you already have a hunch or a feeling that something is up, something is going on, and you might be dumped. So, what can you do? All right, so here are five solutions. Number one is nothing. You might just want to stick your head in the sand and go, well, I know I see the signs, I see the red flags, but I'm going to ignore it. I refuse to believe it. I'm just going to hope it doesn't happen. So that's definitely one solution, not one I necessarily recommend, but hey, it is a solution. Number two is change the behavior that you think would cause your partner to break up with you. So if you've been needy, if you've been asking for too much attention, if you've been nagging them, if you've been bugging them, if you're not giving them the space they want, back off. Because it's either you back off or they're not going to be in your life. It's one of the two choices. Or if it's the opposite, where you're very cool and distant and you don't give your partner enough attention, they might break up with you for that reason also. So if you think that's the reason, then you need to step it up and show that you do care about them, that you do appreciate them, and that you do want them in your life. So whatever reason you think, and you probably know, that your partner would want to break up with you, change that behavior. The next one is that you can simply ask. But you have to ask the right way. You can't just say, hey, are you going to break up with me? They might say yes, but more than likely like, no, what are you talking about? I'm not going to break up with you. Yeah, famous last words. But you have to let them know that it's okay to tell the truth, because otherwise they probably won't tell you the truth. However, it's going to be hard for them to tell you the truth if you have a history of freaking out whenever they've told you the truth. That's why you always in a relationship have to make it okay for your partner to tell you the truth no matter what. So make sure you pick a time where they are not hungry, not tired, in a good mood. You can't just spring this on them and go, hey, are you going to break up with me? You've been distant. What's going on? No, you can't just spring that. So you kind of have to ease them into it and say, hey, is this a good time to talk? Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, it seems that, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you have to be very calm about it. Don't be emotional. And then after you explain your position, you say, you know, it's okay to tell me the truth so that we can fix this. And hopefully that little trick will work. The next option is to contact me so that we can figure out what the heck is going on and what your course of action should be. That's always an option. And finally, the last option, which you're not going to like and you're probably not going to do, but it's probably the most effective, and that is to break up with them first, the preemptive strike. So if you see that of the signs that I gave you, there were 6, 7, 8, 9, God forbid, 10 signs that apply to your situation, chances are pretty good they are about to dump you. So if you have the guts, you can actually stop it by dumping them first. Why? Because rejection raises interest level. And whereas their interest level was going down, and that's why they wanted to break up with you, now you've rejected them, because no one likes to be rejected, and now you've got their attention again. It's like, what? You're rejecting me? I remember one time I made a huge mistake with this guy, and I knew I had to fix it. And so I did 180 degrees, and the next day I said to him, I don't want to see you anymore. It's over. And he said, what? You're breaking up with me? He was totally surprised. And so that went on for about a week, and he was actually upset. He's like, okay, are you done with this? You know, are we still broken up? What's going on? So whereas before he may have broken up with me because of what I did, I put a stop to it by breaking up with him first, even though it was a fake breakup. But it worked. So if you have any questions or comments, Or if you are interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. If you're listening on YouTube, thank you for subscribing. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.